This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. Okay. All right. We're going to talk about what and we're Facebook Living. What happens? I'm a lot more giddy when we Facebook Live. I'm a lot more grumpy when we're not, you know, because I'm like, oh, gosh, people are watching, so I got to act like, you know, I'm nicer than I am. But I'm not nice when it comes to this subject. Bosses who are jerks. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing people be abused by their boss or hating work or working in a toxic environment. And so I think we just need to spend a couple minutes talking about what to do if you guys are stuck in one of those situations. And a lot of us have jerks for bosses. A lot of us are bosses. I've been both a boss and an employee. And there's actually three categories that you could fall into or fall under, right? One is your boss is a jerk to you because you deserve it. Okay, you're coming in late, you're never finishing your tasks, you get bad reviews by the customers, you just, you know, don't do your job, you know, always calling out. Okay, that's a problem. I mean, I fell into this category. I don't know if I told you guys, you know, I waited tables while I was in medical school, and I, you know, bartended and, you know, served drinks and things like that. And so I was working at one restaurant. And I was teaching a new waitress how to get more tips. And I told her that one of the tricks I do is I pretend that I don't have any singles. So, oh, God, I don't have change. So they had to drop a 5 or drop 10 or drop 20. Now, I'm pretty loud. So I'm sitting there in the bar area, you know, pouring myself, you know, soda while teaching her this stuff. And, of course, my voice carries. So my boss comes up to me and starts yelling me, kind of ripping me a new one. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what a jerk. Okay, well, wait a second. Okay, first of all, you're not supposed to be drinking soda. Okay, I mean, you know, you could drink the water, but that was eating into their profits. And number two, you know, teaching another waitress so the whole restaurant could hear, you know, how you're able to hustle more tips. You know, probably not the best ideal behavior. Oh, yeah, I worked at Red Robin. And I don't know if you guys ever were at Red Robin in Reno. It was really interesting because the whole restaurant can see you make the dessert. And I guess they had this mud pie that's like Red Robin's like famous dessert back then. I don't know if it still is. And so you would take the ice cream out, and it's big and tall, and then you would decorate it with whipped cream and the hot fudge and the cherry. But you would be behind glass so the whole restaurant could see you. Well, you guys know me, okay? If I have an audience, I'm going to entertain. So I would get the whole mud pie ready, and I'd get it ready, and I knew, and I wouldn't act like people were watching me. And then all of a sudden, I'd be like, oh, hold on, And then I would, and I had like a little extra water, like spray, and I would sneeze and spray the glass window, but not sneeze on purpose, just pretend sneeze. Then I would come around the glass and serve the mud pie. And so people thought that was funny, and, you know, one waitress, her table asked to share the tip with me because they were so entertained, okay? And so that's how you make enemies fast. So my boss pulled me aside, didn't fire me. You know, he was like, bad girl. You know, and I kind of was like, oh, really? That's not, really, you're not supposed to do that? You know, come on, it was funny. So, you know, if you kind of fall into that category and your boss is being a jerk, come on. But then you have the next category where you have a jerk boss and there is nothing you could do to change them. They're jealous of you. A lot of times it's jealousy. And they are jealous. Either the clients like you more than them. Other coworkers like you more. Sometimes it's you know something that you shouldn't. You know, they're sleeping around and you unfortunately know and you don't want to know and they know that you know. And so sometimes you're in that sort of a position where you're kind of screwed and there's nothing you can do. in that particular situation, you need to kind of put yourself in their shoes and find out what it is that is making them dislike you. So if you know they're cheating on their wife, okay, there's, you can't say, oh, I won't tell anybody. They're going to want to get rid of you. If you are making them look bad, you know, again, they want their job. It's job security. They feel threatened. But what if they're being a jerk because this is the way they feel they need to do their job? Like, for example, I hear that doctors are some of the biggest jerks to work for. But I tell people, you know, ask the doctor why they want it a certain way. You know, what is it about, you know, the documentation or whatever has to be a way? And if you ask them why, you know, you want something done a certain way, just so you can understand and do it well, some of them will say, well, yeah, another doctor got sued, you know, because their staff had missed a lab or whatever, and so we want to prevent that. Okay, well, now you understand why they're so jerky on that issue, you know? But then you have the third class of workers where people are just jealous of them no matter what, and you can't change it. Either you're too pretty or you're too handsome or you're the boss's son. And if that's the case, there's no way you're going to be able to survive that. If people are threatened by you and there's nothing you can do to change, you know, you could dress down, you could try to disown your father, but no. So if you find yourself in a position where there's no winning or there's somebody you're working for that's just absolutely evil, don't try to change them. Leave. You know, people say, well, gosh, you know, maybe talk to them about them being so jealous. Jealous is such a heavy passion that people have. We've all been jealous. Being jealous is normal to some degree because that's how you get competitive. So if you see another caveman family who has like a zebra and all you guys are doing is eating berries, you get jealous of that caveman family and go, well, man, I want zebra too. So then you end up, you know, hopefully pushing yourself harder to get the zebra next time. So jealousy does lead to competition. But if somebody's just so jealous that they will just never get over it, you could come down with cancer. You could have the most horrible things happen in your life. They'll still be jealous of you. You can't fix that. So my recommendation is, because we are coming up on another recession, it is going to hit. We got that trifecta of automation taking over jobs. We got commercial real estate that's going to take a hit because, you know, people don't go into the brick and mortar stores now that they buy online all the time. And then, you know, you got a lot of baby boomers moving out of their house. If you think you're going to be at risk of losing your job or working for somebody toxic, get out now. Maybe start a business on your own or add extra credentials to get more education. Sorry that had to be quick. We're up on break. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're going to try to get some information on this, but this is freaking a lot of people out. A third American has mysteriously died of respiratory failure at a hotel in the Dominican Republic. And this just happens days after a Maryland couple died the same way. Miranda Schaup Werner died suddenly and inexplicably in her hotel room after having a drink from her minibar. She was at the Grand Bahia Principe Hotel in La Romana, according to a family spokesperson. She passed away on May 25th, the same day she arrived at the resort. According to ABC News, Edward Holmes, 63 years old, and Cynthia Day, 49, were found dead in their room 5 days later. Not same room, but same hotel. Schaup Werner was only 41 years old. She was in the Dominican Republic celebrating her 9th wedding anniversary with husband Dan Werner. Now, you're like, what the hell is going on? Well, I'm not getting a lot of data on what preceded her, you know, her death. I guess did she start to foam at the mouth? Did she, shall we say, have palpitations? Did she clutch her heart? You know, what happened? And, you know, you look at this as, okay, whoa, poisoning. Okay, somebody, I don't know, though. It just seems too random. And this was, like, right after she checked in. She was from Allentown, Pennsylvania. She had a drink from the mini bar. And, you know, the mini bar, those are pretty close tight. And a lot of the, well, I was in Mexico at a all-inclusive, and the bar was refillable. The stewards would come in, they call them stewards, and they would fill up the vodka, fill up the rum, and you would have cups, and you could, so it could have been that. I mean, there could have been something, but what would kill you within minutes of drinking a drink? That's what makes you think something more of poison. But she died of respiratory failure and pulmonary edema. So respiratory failure, pulmonary edema. Pulmonary edema is when you have fluid build up in the lungs. Respiratory failure is when your lungs don't, you know, inspire and expire and transmit oxygen. Now, 5 days, I should say, well, they say 5 days later, although I think that's wrong. I think that was, or you know what, actually, the couple, they say, died after she did. They said 5 days later, according to Fox 5, Las Vegas, on May 30th, Maryland couple Edward Nathaniel Holmes and then Cynthia Ann Day missed their scheduled checkout time at the same resort. And when hotel employees checked on them, found them dead. Which means they died probably within seconds of each other. Now people want answers. So respiratory failure, what could put you into that? I mean, it can't be like a Legionnaire's or a pneumonia that takes too long. It can't be the flight, because one died as she just landed. The others died after they were there for 5 days. People ask about dry drowning. Did they go swimming? Did they get water filled up in their lungs? Dry drowning could do that. Dry drowning is where you're swimming and you accidentally inhale water and then you go into pulmonary edema because you end up reacting to the water and then unfortunately you start having an inflammatory response, and that inflammatory response makes so much gook and fluid in your lungs that you can't breathe. Again, nobody's talking about that. When they looked at the room to see if there was foul play, there was various medications to treat high blood pressure, and apparently the couple was engaged. They're from Prince George County's Maryland. So they're looking at it. The hotel's looking at it. Not sure what's going on. Have you ever been to the Dominican Republic? It's really interesting because I think it's owned by both French and the Netherlands. And so you have a French side, and then you have the Netherlands side. And you have French food, and people speak French. The Netherlands, you know, they speak English. Food's good no matter what. It's a beautiful island. Usually gets hit pretty hard during hurricane season. A lot of, you know, cruise ships come by, so you get to see the cruise ships. My father-in-law has a timeshare. So we, I think I got destroyed during the hurricane. I have to double check. But so we were there once, and it's an amazing hotel, but, anything could go wrong. But we'll keep you guys posted if we hear why. Because that's not anything that makes people comfortable, especially as we're coming into, you know, holiday season. But it sounds to me fishy. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we've been watching what's been going on with the Congo and the Ebola-stricken area. Well, now ISIS is claiming responsibility for an attack that left 13 dead. According to express.co.uk, the Syria-based organization issued a chilled warning as it alleged to have been responsible for an overnight massacre in the eastern area of Beni. Local reports, however, differ from the account given by ISIS. They always do. The deputy mayor, Benny, said 13 lives were lost late on Monday in an attack by the Allied Democratic Forces. Now, the ADF, they say, has ties with ISIS. And in a statement on the messaging website Telegram, Islamic State said it was behind the attack. So the issue we have is when these attacks happen, some groups want to take credit. If it was a good attack, it was a successful attack, and it scared a lot of people, and they haven't had a successful attack, these groups will take credit. Now, when I was younger, I never understood that. You know, why would somebody go, oh, it was us? I'm like, why would you admit to a crime? Why would you, well, remember, you know, when people are bad people, you know, they don't really use logic. And sometimes they want to instill fear. That's how they work. So instilling fear. Unfortunately, I'm fearful of Ebola, and so are a lot of people around the area. I think now we have another 2,000 people fighting Ebola. I think the death toll is up at about 1,200. It's the second largest Ebola outbreak that we've seen so far in history. First one killed 11,000 people. This one, you know, we're a tenth of the way there. Hopefully we never go farther, but it's getting hard to contain. And apparently they targeted the Congolese army of Beni. They killed or wounded 25 people. Now remember, the Democratic Republic of Congo is trying to help protect these healthcare workers that are trying to keep Ebola out and keep Ebola contained. And so the healthcare workers and the World Health Organization and, you know, people are saying, look, you need to give us some protection. You need to give us some cover. And what do they have to do? Well, they got to quarantine. They have to give the vaccine. So that's lining people up. You have to then, anybody who's sick, watch them. Anybody who was exposed to somebody sick, they have to be in a separate area and watched. And they have to be watched for like 21 days. So these are places that are static. And you can't be moving in fear of somebody, you know, trying to set you on fire. So we have over 2,000 cases right now that are confirmed that they are trying to now, you know, control. Any one of those people leave the area, and trust me, there's people that have already fled, that can then spread it to other people. So International Development Secretary Rory Stewart has called for other countries to step in and help. We have been hearing them ask for help for months because they already have overstretched local health services. And the death toll is now, here's the latest number, 1,300. World Health Organization chief said mistrust of healthcare workers and attacks on Ebola clinics by armed militias have contributed to an acceleration in what is now the second worst outbreak of virus on record. So we reached about 1,000 cases in March. Now that we're at the 2,000 figure, you see how exponential it is. You know, these illnesses, like with flu, you know how they watched how flu spread across the United States by Google searches? And it wasn't linear, like, all right, well, we have one case, and then we have maybe two cases, and then three cases, and four cases. It went from 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. That's exponential. You guys remember, like, 2 squared is 4, 2 cubed is 8, right? It's not 2 times 3, it's 2 times 2 times 2. So exponential is when you take the exponent and you increase that way. So is it going to come to the United States? Oh, absolutely. If they can't get this controlled, we're going to see Ebola here. And people are going to flee here because they're going to think we're safer. And you know, now ISIS is trying to take credit or actually getting involved. ISIS would probably love to get a hold of, you know, vaccine stores and things like that. So, yeah, we could be in trouble. When we come back, we have an Ohio doctor who is now being imprisoned for murdering people because of opioids. He's killed 25 people, they say. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump withdrawing the threat of tariffs against Mexico, tweeting last night that the Mexican government is taking, quote, strong measures to curtail illegal migration in the new deal that was reached yesterday. News correspondent Chris Buckler works for the BBC.
A key part of this deal is something that Mexico had been resisting, and that was about the whole issue of people claiming asylum in the U.S. And what America has wanted to do is essentially return them to Mexico while they wait for their cases to be heard. Mexico had resisted that and resisted that again, but in this deal they say they will allow them to be returned to Mexico, and they'll actually give them access to jobs, healthcare and education while they wait in the country.
Someone who bought the ticket in California is waking up a multimillionaire after hitting the Mega Millions jackpot last night, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So NBC News is reporting that an Ohio doctor accused of ordering excessive and potentially fatal doses of opioids to dozens of near-death patients is now, facing multiple counts of murder. He hasn't been imprisoned yet, He's facing multiple counts. William Hussell, or Hustle, voluntarily surrendered to authorities and was charged with 25 deaths following a six-month investigation by the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office. The patient deaths exposed a stunning case of medical oversight, they said, and alleged medical malpractice, and called into question how repeated failures potentially involving 30 or more employees could have gone unchecked for so long. According to the Franklin County Prosecutor, Ron O'Brien, I have not seen a 25-count murder indictment during my time as a prosecutor. And this is a doctor. Hussell, 43, was employed with the Mount Carmel Health System, which is one of the largest in Central Ohio. He was there from 2015 to 2018. He was first suspended on November 21st and then fired 2 weeks later. So he faces 15 years to life in prison if convicted. Now, Prosecutor O'Brien said that the doses ordered by the doctor, the 25 deaths, could not support any legitimate medical purpose. Nurses and pharmacists followed his orders, but the doctor remains the main focus of the criminal investigation. The nurses and pharmacists are under trouble, from what I understand. In a statement following his arrest, Mount Carmel Health System said it will continue to implement meaningful changes throughout our system to ensure events like this never happen again. So the hospital first revealed details about a case from January 14th after prosecutors and police started interviewing dozens of witnesses and looking at medical records. And then they started to investigate the deaths of 29 patients who had been given large fentanyl doses to hasten their last moments of life. The investigation took several months, O'Brien said, because detectives had to familiarize themselves with the various medical roles and conclude whether he was violating standard protocol. They said many of his patients were not alert when they were in intensive care, and if someone could not feel pain, there would be no legitimate medical reason to administer the fentanyl. Now, the State Medical Board of Ohio suspended the doctor. The doctor was an intensivist, from what I understand, or critical care, intensive care doctor. And they said they suspended it in late January, saying it was based on his failure to meet acceptable standards regarding the selection of drugs, violations of the minimal standards of care, and failing to cooperate in a board's investigation. Well, if you fail to cooperate in a board's investigation, you're done for. I mean, you know, I know some people are listening to this going, okay, well, wait a second. You know, what if he gave a dose, the person died, and it wasn't his fault that, you know, that dose was too much for that one person? When a medical board wants to investigate, you hand over everything. You're like, here's the chart. This is what I did. What do you need? So if you're failing to, you know, help, that's a problem. You are allowed to get an attorney. So if a medical board ever, you know, summons you or whatever, you are allowed to have legal representation. And you just have the lawyer contact them right away saying, you know, we want to work with you. I'm representing you, him or her, and what do you need? So it's, you know, it's just a no-brainer that you cooperate with the board's investigations. And it's a no-brainer to follow the minimal standards of care. So he has a hearing set for July to appeal the medical board's decision. He does have an attorney, Greg Fulianu. He couldn't be reached for comment. But he faces 19 wrongful death lawsuits. 8 have already been settled. In one suit, an attorney for the family of Melissa Penix, an 82-year-old woman who went to Mount Carmel West for stomach pains in November. She was given 2,000 micrograms of fentanyl about 5 minutes before she died. Now, fentanyl is unfortunately 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine, if I remember the strength. I mean, that's what's kind of written, but it's, I think it's stronger than that. But when, you know, for any of you that are just trying to kind of equate and conceptualize how strong fentanyl is, if it's 100 times more powerful than morphine. Have you guys ever had morphine? Morphine paralyzes me. I was given morphine once after surgery. I couldn't move. I was so weak. I couldn't imagine what heroin does. And so fentanyl, they come in injections. And so they come in injections like 50 micrograms. So 2,000 micrograms? That's a lot. So, now you're wondering what the heck is going on. So let's say somebody, though, needs help in staying ventilated and staying comfortable while, under, you know, intubated, where you have the tube. Some doses will be higher. Sometimes you get 50 per hour. You might start with 200, but that's only for anesthesia. So I, that's not what he's supposed to do. So, you know, and if they are being agitated, you titrate it up. You just don't give a 2-gram bolus of fentanyl. So the lawsuit said Dr. Husel or Hustle had told the family before her death that she was brain dead and encouraged them to agree to end her care. In Ohio and every state but 7, physician-assisted deaths are illegal. They say in other cases, patients were given doses exceeding 500 micrograms of fentanyl. Now, lawyers say that up to 100 micrograms is normal. And fentanyl comes in 50 micrograms per mil. So why would he do this? This doesn't make any sense. Now, somebody would say, well, maybe they asked him to, you know, end their life. Maybe, you know, he's the Kevorkian of today. But if they're intubated and they're not very responsive, some of them, then how did they consent? And then how did you consent of, you know, sound mind without, you know, being hypoxic or being septic? You know, what were they in the ICU for? So hospital officials said earlier this year that 30 employees, including nurses and pharmacists, were placed on leave, while 18 others with ties to the case no longer work there. So then you're like, okay, what the heck is going on? 30 nurses and pharmacists? Nobody said what the hell is going on? What is this? So, you know, I've seen cases where somebody does an order, somebody follows an order. You follow the order, you're in trouble. Even if that person's your superior, you need to stop. This isn't Nazi Germany and go, why am I doing this? My worry, though, about any case like this is the average doctor might not read the article. I just got it over my, you know, I just got it over my feed this morning. So I hadn't even been able to read and conceptualize what happened. But the average person who's in a hurry will hear that an Ohio doctor is charged with murder because of prescribing excessive doses of painkiller. And we were talking about this the other day, why you're having trouble getting painkillers. If a doctor thinks not only are they going to lose their license, but they might go to jail. Now, I don't know anybody who would do this, but if somebody thinks that they're going to be responsible because somebody takes the bottle of 25 pills that they give them to manage their back pain over a period of a couple weeks and decides to take them all in one shot, if lawyers out there think that they have a case that they could sue that doctor, or families think they could put that doctor into jail, what do you think the average doctor is going to say when asked, oh, will you write me some pain medication? They'll say, hell no. Nobody wants to go to jail. I mean, it's one thing to lose your license and lose your whole career. It's another thing to go to jail. And I'm not saying this to defend this guy. I'm just saying you have a lot of doctors out there that think that if any of their patients die or overdose, they're going to go to jail. There was a person who overdosed, and he was new to our clinic, and the family called to see what we gave him. Now, we didn't give any narcotics to the person. We denied him. So they had wanted the records to see if they could sue us or charge us with his death. We never gave narcotics, so we don't know what he overdosed on. It must have been from another doctor. But, you know, that just makes you go, whoa, somebody could die and think I did it. Luckily, we didn't give him the medicine, but unlucky, he still died, you know, from somebody else's prescription. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's swim season, right? How many of you guys have a pool? How many of you guys go to the public pool? I kind of prefer the public pool. Believe it or not, not because of, you know, yeah, the infectious diseases, and you'll hear about this story, which is, you know, kind of puts a no in the public pool column. But I love going to hotel pools and public pools to hang out because it's fun. You know, I mean, you know, there's people, you know, splashing and doing dives and cannonballs, and you see the kids having fun and getting all excited. It's a real, real happy time, the public community pool. And I love it because you don't have to pay all the water and you don't have to pay for the upkeep of the pool. We have a pool. It's a small one, but I don't use it that much. You know, everybody says, well, if you have a house, you know, you have to up the value of the house by having a pool. It does, but I think that's going to start to change as many people don't want, as we're coming up on another recession, which we don't have yet. The economy's really good yet, but I'm preparing, you know, in this next decade, doozy of a recession. A lot of people don't want to have a house that has a lot of expense. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we're seeing houses sell that have very minimal foliage in terms of landscaping. Desert landscaping. That's great for people who don't want to have to do much with their house. Who don't want to have a pool that their baby granddaughter can fall in and drown in. So, you know, when kids are buying their mom and dad a house, they're like, no pool here. Because if you're going to watch the kids, I need to make sure that the kids don't fall in the pool if you're not looking or if something happens to you. So, and less water. Water's expensive in Nevada. So, you know, your water bill can really take a bite. So the less you have to water your desert plants, because they're desert plants, the better. So community pools are going to start becoming more and more big in my neck of the woods, and they are, because, one, you can make a day of it. Everybody brings food. Oh, my gosh, I mean, you actually save money. Everybody does a potluck. You bring food. Spend the day at the pool. Kids play. They love it. They're happy. They come home. They're tired. They go to bed early. You're done for the day. You don't have to take them to the movies. You don't have to take them out to eat. It's a great, great way to entertain. So summertime, we could save some money, go to the pool. Except when a pump malfunctions. So apparently 50 people have had to be treated at a hospital for bloody noses and vomiting after a pump malfunctioned and overloaded a community pool in Utah with chlorine. According to Pleasant Grove Police Department, victims were at the Pleasant Grove Veterans Memorial Pool. So we had anywhere from young children to adults. And they say an inordinate amount of chlorine was put into the water because of the failure of a pump. When it went back on, the chlorine went into the water because it became gaseous as it went into the air. Then that affected the people in the area of the pool. So chlorine gas causes bloody noses, nausea, vomiting. Some were even drifting in and out of consciousness. They say anytime we have a mass casualty critical incident, it's a very bad day for us. He said the first responders showed up. They were very, very good. They got the pool evacuated right away. They set up triage. They got everyone transported quickly. And as chaotic as it was handled very professionally. You know, so now you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, you know, what the heck? What do you do in that particular case? Well, you know, before you go into any, public pool, you have every right to ask, is it clean? You have every right to ask, you know, what the levels are. You can even check the levels yourself. I know it's kind of a pain in the butt because you got to do the drops and things like that. But, you know, this is where your kids are going to be. I mean, you know, every now and then somebody poops in the pool. You know, that bothers me. You take the kids. We were there once. We were there with some friends who are very, very diligent about sanitizing and cleaning. And I go, come on, come to the community pool with us. It's fun. You know, we'll hang out. And so we did. We did a, Sunday at the pool. And then the pool had to be evacuated because somebody pooped in the pool. So what is chlorine? So chlorine, it's an element when you guys see on the periodic table. I forget what number. But it does come in the form of a poisonous gas. It could be pressurized. It could be cooled. It could even be liquidized, turned into a liquid, liquefied. Liquid chlorine will, though, turn into gas. It'll also stay close to the ground and spread rapidly. What's interesting, though, is chlorine gas will have an odor. It's very irritating, and it smells like bleach. The strong smell luckily gives us some warning. And sometimes it has a color. It's kind of yellow-green in color. Now, they say, according to the CDC, it's not flammable, but it can react explosively or form explosive compounds with other chemicals like turpentine and ammonia. So, we manufacture it in the U.S. We use it in bleach. We use it to make paper, cloth, pesticides, rubber, solvents. But the most important thing that we use it for, which is why you and I are exposed all the time, is it kills bacteria. So when we want to, you know, kill cryptosporidium and pseudomonas and all the nasty stuff that could be in a public pool, we use chlorine to do that. Household chlorine bleach can also release gas. So if you mix bleach with other agents, you can unfortunately make some really nasty chemicals. And as we know, chlorine kind of was made famous because it was one of the gases that was used during World War I. And it would basically choke you. It would prevent you from breathing. So if chlorine gas is released in the air, not only can you breathe it in, but you could also get it through the eyes. You could also get it through the skin. If it's released in the water, you could touch it and then collect, you know, get it from there. So, you know, what is, if your kids are swimming, you know, what are immediate signs? Well, if you have blurred vision, if you have burning pain, redness, blisters on the skin, if you have a burning sensation in the nose, throat, and eyes, coughing, chest tightness, and then, of course, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, high amounts of chlorine gas will do that to you. And then what happens is because the chlorine gas inflames the lungs, you start to get pulmonary edema. You start to get inflammation, fluid in the lungs. You get nausea and vomiting. Your eyes will water, and you can even wheeze. Now, some kids can do this, but that doesn't necessarily mean the chlorine. We talked about dry drowning, where they might get water or, you know, something in their lungs accidentally, cough when they're doing some horseplay, and then all of a sudden the body doesn't like that that water is there. So what are long-term effects? Well, we don't always know. You know, but a lot of it can include respiratory issues. So the second you smell the chlorine, get out, get away. You know, go to higher ground because chlorine is heavier than air and likes to kind of sink to low areas. If the chlorine was released indoors, like, you know, somebody spilled in the kitchen, get out of the house. All right. And then clothing. All right. If you get it on the clothes, everybody always takes their clothes off by pulling it over their head. No. You're going to have to cut the clothes off the body. The last thing you want is any sort of chemical. We talked about sarin gas. We talked about all, anytime we talk about gases, don't pull your clothes over it. And you're like, well, that's okay. I'll hold my breath. It still rubs that neck. It rubs. So you got to cut the clothes off. I'm sorry. All right. And then you got to seal it in a plastic bag so the dog, the cat, the kids don't get to it. And then you have to let your local and state health department know or emergency personnel where the exposed things are. Don't handle the plastic bags. Leave them in an area. And then if you are helping people out of their clothes, don't touch contaminated areas. And, you know, don't touch their boobies, please. Okay? And then you got to wash your body. All right? So, you know, you got to then, you got to wash with soap and water. And then with eyes, you do an eye wash where you have to kind of flush your eyes for about 10 to 15 minutes. If you wear contacts, you got to get the contacts out. You have to. And throw the contacts, they say, with contaminated clothing. Do not put the contacts back in your eye. Don't be like, well, they're expensive, they're monthly, so let me clean them, wash and put them back. No. And then, is there an antidote? No. Usually we just get the chlorine away from you, make sure you're breathing okay, give you breathing treatments, and watch and wait. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.